and hopes that were high in the heat of September can wilt and die in the chill of November. November can be cold and gray. November can be surly, with bitter rain upon the world and winter coming early.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on KFA Sports Radio, where it's all at work. It is week 10 in the NFL season. There's no time to despair because I am in shitty internet connection and cell service. So we have to bust this show out as quick as possible. So like always, we have the Mop Jockey.
Thanks for having me.
And then we have FTW.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about and start off with how our teams did last week. Picks. And, yeah, start how our teams did last. Fuck it, it's just, I'm trying to rush. Luckily, Bears, they didn't do shit, so let's not talk about them. And, right. Let me see, the Titans down by two?
Nope, yep, they were on.
All right, and Philly.
Yep.
They're winning against Houston. How do you feel about Butt Fumble?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know yet. Well, I gotta watch more of them.
Give him a break. Look at the things he had in Houston, or in the New York. Give him a chance.
That's true. All right.
And let's face it, Foles was not exactly killing it.
No.
And from what I hear, there's a lot of grumbling that Foles, even when he comes back, may not have a job.
That's crazy, because it's like last year when he started it, like everybody was like so high on and everything, and
he came out on fire.
Well, he was a Pro Bowler last year.
Sophomore team.
Yeah. He was a Pro Bowler last year, but he's not performing very well.
Right. Eagles, the only. Oh no. The Browns.
And the Bengals.
Oh yeah, for the way. Yeah, let's talk about the Bengals because they had Jacksonville.
They won. I wasn't real encouraged by it because they almost lost at home to Jacksonville. There's definitely some stuff that needs worked out there. But it's a win. They stay at top of the division. That's good.
It's a very close division, too, because going into the Browns, they did pull out a win. I got to watch actually most of this game because I was home, quote-unquote. I stopped by a friend's house and watched part of the game. If this were the normal Browns, they would have fucked shit up. Because there were things that happened, like, as a Browns fan, I was watching going, oh, fuck, shit's going to go downhill and all this kind of stuff, but it all seemed to actually work. We didn't get fucked over by trying to do certain things when we shouldn't have and all that kind of stuff. It works, but we beat Tampa Bay, one of the worst teams in the league, not the worst, but one of. It's going to be just...
Oh, no. I think you can make the argument they are the worst team in the NFL.
I don't know. Technically,
I still say Oakland.
Yeah, but technically Oakland is the worst team in the NFL.
At least Oakland's been competitive in more than one game.
That's true. And in Tampa Bay, too, they're taking out their quarterback, whatever his fucking name is, and they're going to put back...
Glennon.
Yeah, Glennon. They're going to put back in McCown.
Yep. Hey, guess who that was announced by? Glennon. The team didn't even fucking announce it. That's a train wreck. Levy Smith is probably going to get fired after his first season.
The Tampa Bay Browns.
It may be worse. Well, no. I guess there were some pretty bad years in Cleveland.
Isn't there always bad years?
Yep.
They live bad.
Fuck you. Anyway. Let's see.
Actually, I believe the AFC North there is not a losing team in the division.
Yeah.
Every team has a winning record.
Yeah, right now it's a very close race. Like, right now the Browns could win the division. It's not likely.
Holy hell.
But it's...
Hell will freeze over that day.
Well, you know what the funny part is? ESPN, like, their projected playoffs right now. Yeah, the Browns lose out because of a tiebreaker. How fitting.
As of right now. We still got games to play.
There's still a lot to go.
And it's weird that this has become one of the most interesting divisions And it's really just because the Browns have really stepped up this year, stepped up their game, and some of the other teams aren't as good as they once were. Pittsburgh has been very, very iffy up and down-wise. Baltimore, if they had Ray Rice right now, he'd be probably slapping the shit out of defenses, running through them and all this kind of shit.
Unintended.
Yeah.
Knocking the fuck out of them.
And Bengals are good, but injuries has held them back, and that's why there seems to be this nice, good cluster. Like, if the Bengals would have not had the tie and maybe pulled out one win between the Colts or the Patriots, you know, this could be a much different case, but right now it's a very close race, and a lot of people got their eyes on this division right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I don't see Cincinnati as a playoff team. From watching them play, I just don't see it. But
somebody in this division has to be.
Well, I mean, currently it's
Pittsburgh or Baltimore.
No, Baltimore's played like shit the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
Rolled by Pittsburgh.
And to move on real quick, so we don't have shit fucking up on us, to go over picks, everybody picked Cincinnati, everybody picked Kansas City, everybody picked Seattle, everybody picked Indy, which those are the right ones, and then everybody got San Francisco wrong because who thought at a 10-point favorite the St. Louis Rams were going to beat the San Francisco 49ers by a last-second fumble on the one-yard line with 2 seconds to go?
Well, yeah, if you remember right, a couple weeks ago when they played San Francisco, they were up by 14 going into the half and pissed away the lead and lost.
That's true.
So we should have seen it coming.
But then again, when they were at home, so you'd figure San Francisco's home this time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think. I believe that was San Francisco's first loss in Levi's Stadium, isn't it?
No. Their first loss in Levi's Stadium was their first game, and that was by the Bears.
Was it? I thought that was their first loss. But
no, the first, because yeah, they opened their stadium to the Bears, and the Bears haven't won in San Francisco, like obviously at Candlestick, in I forget, like since the 80s. And then they open up this new stadium, and Bears pull out a win the first game, and it was the opener.
Well, here's a novel idea. How about win one at Soldier Field?
Yeah, we could get on. Yeah, that's can't do it.
Can't do it.
That's just bad football.
Anyway, let's go over to the standings for the week. Fartnado still didn't make picks, yeah. And Joe must be giving up this year, too. I don't know. Tied with 8 correct, which we didn't have much of a spread between first and last of the people who actually picked. But tied with 8 correct, we have Soccer Fucker, Carps Killers, Boobs, and Bookjack. Tied with 9 is myself, Pick 6, and Antivigilante. Tied at 7, Mop Jockey, okay, and Mr. DRG.
You mean 10?
What'd I say? So, what'd I say 7? I don't know. Pick 6, 7, I don't fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know.
So for a third week in a row, I'm in first or second place.
But we got to talk about this. First place for the week with 11 correct and only 2 wrong, the Goonies.
Yes, sir.
Hell is frozen over.
Well, how does that saying go?
All fucking times.
How does the saying go? A blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while?
Well, Shane finds a nut, too, but it's always in his mouth.
Oh, wow, really? Bazinga.
No. It is not always in his, it's not always in his mouth. Sometimes it's on the back of his crack.
Yeah, or balls deep.
Balls deep. Way to fucking ruin my 1 week of good football. Anything. Assholes.
All right. The standings now sit as 12th place, Fartnado with 15. 11th place, Real Joby Juniors with 57. 10th place, Boobs with 71. 9th place, Soccer Fucker with 74. 8th place, Pick 6, Dan the Cannon with 76. 7th place, The Goonies with 77. 7th place, 77. Nice.
Hey, look at that, nice.
Myself at 6th place with 79. 5th place, Mob Jockey with 82.
Creeping.
4th place, Carps Killers with 84. Tied for 2nd, Mr. DRG and Bookjack. And win the number 1 spot with a 1-point margin from 1st to 2nd is Antivigilante with 87.
I think there's only a 5-point difference between 1st and 5th.
Yeah,
there is, because you definitely got the difference between you and first place. Good boy.
Mm-hmm. Rumor. Not keeping track of it or anything.
Shocker. And then let's quickly go over the standings for the Fantasy League. 10th place, Carp's tip-top team, still at 1-8. 9th place, actually tied for 8th place, the real Joby Juniors, and the new team name for FTW's team. You want to tell everybody?
Jimmy Flash.
Nice.
The guy we all know that's going through some shit, and the least I could do.
Yep. Tied for 6th place, we have myself, the Wyatt family, with the Fear Boners. Tied for 3rd place is Boobs, Your Champ, and Jeff Fisher Guys.
Yep.
2nd place is Pin Me Pay Me with 7-2. And still in 1st place with an 8-1 record, Plan B. And
God damn.
If I'm correct,
yeah, he smoked my ass this week.
We are starting the season over. We're like where you start the season over, you're going through everybody one more time. Or partially. So pretty much everybody's matchup right now is people that end in week one. So Brian only had one loss. See what he can do now. Let me see.
I'm gonna whoop his ass.
Let's get into our picks for the week. And we will start with two birds with one stone, and it's where we're starting the week this week. Not only us, but the actual games. We have the 5-3, you are hearing me, the 5-3 Cleveland Browns. You know who also has a record right now, 5-3? The Green Bay Packers. What does that say about them, or what does that say about us? Yes. 5-3 Cleveland
Browns. Green Bay's doing shitty.
5-3 Cleveland Browns at the 5-2-1 Cincinnati Bengals.
Which one of you is second in the division? Which one of you is fourth in the division? I can't remember.
We're third.
Oh, did Baltimore technically fall below you?
Yeah, because I got to watch the Sunday night game, and I hate to admit it, I was actually rooting for the Steelers. I picked up Ben in a couple fantasy leagues, and I wanted him to have the exact same night that he had the week before, which, by the way, Ant, I know you tried to poke fun at me because you still beat me, but at the same time, my team was just doing their impression of your New York Giants.
So they were throwing the ball over and under the receivers and dropping them?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah,
hey, maybe they could throw to Reuben fucking Randall again.
Yeah, a lot of my fucking fantasy teams got fucked with this bye week. I have Bears players in almost all of my teams, but then there's like other players from other teams that I know that I have that just completely just... I think I probably got benches that only had a score of maybe 20, if that.
Well, in the Friends and Family League, my bench had zero because everyone was on bye except Ryan Matthews, and he didn't play.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
So I'm saying because it's a primetime game on a Thursday, I'm going with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, so am I.
The Bengals are a 6-point favorite right now, according to Yahoo.
Where's it at?
Cincy.
I'm still taking Cleveland. Cincinnati can't play in primetime. You got to tell me before I'll believe it.
All right, moving on to, let's go to the Tennessee, well, stay in the same division, we will go with the Tennessee Titans, and they are 2-6, and they will be at the 5-4 Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens are, yeah, they can't do it. They're going to win.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah, this is a get-right game for Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. What we're going to end the week on, actually, we'll go with the last two games. This is a fitting week for us, even though this will be a very, very short episode, and just the internet, the connections we've had before recording were just ridiculous, and hopefully we have no more. But I'll start with the Sunday night game, which will be the 3-5 Chicago Bears at the 5-3 Green Bay Packers. As much as I love my Bears, they don't win in Green Bay often, and when they do, Aaron Rodgers gets injured, and I don't see that happen 2 years in a row, not with this Swiss cheese of an offense, I mean defense. I have to agree with Packers.
Yep, I agree. Packers are going to win it.
I'm hoping Chicago comes out and they got their offense synced together, but then you got that defense, so I got to go with the Fudge Packers. That did not sound right.
Mm-hmm. Could you like Fudge Packers?
No, I just hate the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't hate the Packers. I just
hate the Steelers.
I think I hate the Steelers too, but I don't like the Packers.
And then we end the week off, the Monday night game, the 3-5 and 1 Carolina Panthers at the 6-2 Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know who's playing, but as of right now, I'm gonna have to go with Philly.
See, this is where I'm worried because we lost. Okay, we lost Foles. Sanchez is going to start, which I'm going to give Sanchez a chance. But we lost a couple key defensemen for the year. So that defense is going to have some new faces on it. But I think Philadelphia will still take it.
Yeah, Carolina is just not good. Now, have you heard the comparisons of Cam Newton to Jay Cutler?
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are making that comparison now.
That's not good.
No. But it's not really bad either. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, granted, Cutler has made it to an NFC Championship game. So, I mean, that's just one game away from the Super Bowl. Granted, Super Bowl's obviously better, but...
Well, wasn't that team, though, really good on defense?
That was the key. Yeah. Here's the funny thing. I don't know if we talked about it here or somewhere else. Is the team that made it to the NFC Championship game had a better defense and a not that great but decent offense. Now they have a much better offense, right. But their defense is horrible. I think I'd much rather see a third string college team out there right now on defense.
Yeah, it seems like NFL teams do that a lot. They'll focus on the defense for a while and get it good. The offense sucks. Well, they start focusing on the offense and it flips.
But if you really look at how things work in Chicago, they're known for two things historically. They're known for a fantastic defense and
pizza.
No. Talking about the football teams. Talk about the Bears. Like I said, they're known for the defense or a dynamic running back. Their history has been built on those two things.
Sure. Yeah, they never really had a music video.
Oh, yeah, but...
Yeah. We are the Bears.
I'll go on record to say I actually remember that.
Yeah, I do, too, because I was a Jim McMahon kid.
I was...
You weren't born. Shut up.
Technically, I wasn't born yet. I was born right after the Bears won the Super
Bowl. I had the sweatband around my neck.
But you did.
I had a Bears shirt with McMahon on it. Oh, man, I just loved Jim McMahon.
Yep.
That explains a lot.
Fuck you, dude. He was like, I thought he was cool back in the day.
I bet. Anyway, let's get into the social media segment. And we actually have 4 tweets this week, and 1 actually came in just 34 minutes ago.
Well, we'll take it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. First off, AnthaVigilante says, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, Shane has never seen Orgasmo. You're going to make me come, or I'm going to kick your butt. That's a quote. And Shane, have you seen it yet?
No.
I haven't seen it either.
Really?
Yeah, I got to make one.
No, I haven't seen it either.
Well,
it's on my list. I got stuff I need to get, like I need to get the new Fozzy album and Orgasmo.
You need to have Netflix anymore, do you?
Nope.
I do.
Or last I knew, Orgasmo was on there, but I don't know. Do you like,
I'll have to look
do you like Trey Parker and Matt Stone?
Yeah, I love South Park.
Basketball
was okay.
Yes. Dude, that was a classic. Come on.
It was okay.
I liked it.
I really want to see
if you like
musical thing they did.
Book of Mormon?
Yes.
Yes.
What about Team America?
Oh, I love that. I forgot about that.
I think if you like basketball, it might be how much you like Orgasmo because it stars 3 of the same people, Trey Parker, Matt Stone, and that little friend of theirs. From that movie. Right. I forget what it was.
If I saw it again, I remember.
I will go home and look it up as soon as I get home.
Yeah. All right.
Moving on.
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Ben Roethlisberger, 10 touchdown passes in the last 2 weeks. This season is crazy.
He's had 12 in the last 2 weeks.
Holy
fuck. That's what I said.
You said 10.
Oh, my bad.
You got a thing with numbers, don't you?
Moving on. Ben Roethlisberger, 12 touchdown passes in the last 2 games this season is crazy. I got to agree, especially what the Steelers have done of... We were looking at the beginning of the year going, you know, this is the team that is... Well, there's 3 teams that were looking at the beginning of the year like, you know, this is the team's going downhill. The Saints, the Patriots, and the Steelers, and they're both on... they're all 3 on the rebound right now.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of figured the Saints were going to do it. I did not expect it out of the Steelers. And it really seems like the Steelers play down to whoever they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing Baltimore, they play good. They play Indy, they play good. They play Tampa Bay, and they lose.
Right.
They play Cleveland, and they lose.
They win 1 by 3, but then they get murdered.
Right.
Right. It's either they dominate or they're getting their ass whipped, so they're iffy.
And we're probably going to see Ben go back to normal Ben, you know, 200 yards.
I don't think this week. He might have, I'm going to say could have at least 4 touchdowns this week.
Who are they playing?
We'll get to that later.
I don't know who they're playing, so.
We'll find out in a little bit, sir.
Yeah, you should have known the schedule.
Dude, I'm sitting in a car and I can't look nothing up.
Even if you didn't know this, you can't look it up right now. I knew who they're facing just because some of the stuff I've watched and listened to this week, where they kind of talk about their next opponent, and it kind of looks easy for them. Kind of looks like looks like a hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Which another one in the last one from Ant the Vigilante, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Giants season over, might support the Steelers for the rest of the season just to piss heavy set 3-3-0 off. It's not gonna bug me. I mean, the area
isn't the process of becoming an American citizen?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
So move around Akron so Heavy can slap the piss out of you.
Yeah, but
I was gonna say, how do you become a U.S. citizen and live in England?
No,
he's moving over.
They're talking about moving over here.
Oh, good lord! Don't bring that shit over here. Love you, Ant.
I mean, it doesn't bother me because I know many Steelers fans, and anybody who listens to DSJMP WrestleCast, I kind of brought it up on the show there, and I brought it up before we started recording of how last week me and my girlfriend broke up, and I'm talking to chicks. The one chick I'm talking to is actually a Steelers fan.
Oh, that's a deal breaker. That's like dating a Yankees fan for me. That's just not happening.
That's a deal breaker.
But the only thing I'll give her credit on is she says she's not really a diehard fan. It's just her family loves the Steelers. And I was just I even told her, I'd love to meet them. Because I pitched all of them wearing, like, Steelers stuff, and then I'm coming in with, like, a Manziel jersey, walking through the door, doing the money sign.
And then you get told to get the fuck out, and you're plenty of fishing it again.
Well, no, the real question should be, you should be asking if they have all their teeth.
that's true. That's a legitimate question.
How many cans of Skull they go through a day?
Hey, I got a can in my back pocket. Fuck off.
How do they flip back and forth between the Steelers game and NASCAR?
Oh.
And
they got
Are they still drinking Keystone Light?
Oh my God.
And how many friends of theirs make moonshine?
Wait. How many wheels are left on the vehicle in their yard? Mm-hmm.
We could probably keep going.
All legitimate questions to ask a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Oh, and ask if their brother is their cousin at the same time.
Yeah. Is there any branches to the family tree?
Just one giant fork. Anyway, in the very last one that came in at this point 40 minutes ago from @MegaWatt, hashtag NFL Easy Picks @HeavySet330. Is the Week 10 show up yet? Feels like an eternity waiting for the best NFL podcast ever.
Ever.
Yeah, we're having so much problem recording this. Trust me. When you sent that, we hadn't even started, but we were pulling our hair out. So, yeah.
Not sure about the best show ever. Maybe the most mediocre show ever.
I don't know. We.
Hey, why you gotta like put us down? We're not the Steelers.
I didn't put us down yet. No, we're not the Steelers. We're.
We can't be the Steelers because the only one that had glory days in the 70s was Mop.
No, not even the 70s, dude. I'm not that damn old.
Sure.
You were born in the 70s, though, because I was born in 80.
I was born in 75.
That's it. You half.
I guess if you mean the pre-school days, yes, then I had my glory days were there.
The pre-school days?
School, yes, days. Pre-school days. I hadn't started smoking yet.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, and that's it. Oh, and oh, shit.
But, yeah.
I keep going.
I'm not a Steelers fan, by the way. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Philly, Pittsburgh, not much difference.
No. See, we're in love with a pretend boxer.
Well, yeah.
Okay, moving on before we lose this fucking signal.
Anyway, go on to our emailer. Obviously, it's Anthony Vigilante. And he writes, which I wish he sent an MP3 this week so I could just fucking play it. Anyway, hi, you crazy American bastards. fuck it. It's that time of the year when we put a bet on Super Bowl champions, so I thought I would share them with you.
What?
He's giving you Super Bowl champions. You just can't read English.
Oh, no. Yeah. What is it? It's English. Correction. It's fuck it. It's the time of the year when I happened to read over that I put a bet on Super Bowl champions, so I thought I would share them with you. Here is the list of how I see the playoffs going this year. And he has the AFC going, the East, the Patriots, the West, the Broncos, the South, the Colts, the North, the Bengals with the wild card being the Steelers and Chargers. The NFC he has going the East, Eagles, West, Cardinals, South, Saints, and North, Packers. Wild cards being the Lions and the Seahawks, and he put in parentheses, fuck Dallas.
Yeah.
He has the playoffs going, the Chargers at Colts, with the Colts winning, Steelers at the Bengals, with Steelers winning. Second round, Steelers at Patriots, with Steelers winning. I don't know about that.
Done right there.
Colts at Broncos, Broncos winning, and Steelers at Broncos, Broncos winning. And then the NFC Championship game going, Seahawks at, not the NFC Championship game, the NFC going, Seahawks at the Packers, Packers winning, the Lions at the Saints, with the Lions winning, the Lions at the Cardinals, with the Cardinals winning, the Packers at the Eagles, with the Eagles winning.
Yep, I like that.
And the Colts at the Eagles, with the Eagles winning.
The Colts at the Eagles, that's the Super Bowl.
At the Colts. The...
You are botchamania tonight, motherfucker.
What?
You are botchamania.
That's not the Super Bowl.
You said the Eagles against Colts.
That is the Super Bowl.
That would be the Super Bowl.
Oh, Colts, Cardinals. My bad. Yeah, I'm...
Botchamania.
Yeah. Eagles at Cardinals. I just might edit that out. Eagles. And he wrote, yep, as much as I hate to say it, I can't see this Cardinals team breaking the curse of the Super Bowl at their own stadium, and Foles will be back by this point. So he has the Super Bowl going the Eagles versus the Broncos, and he wrote it's a close game, but he has to go with the Broncos. So that's a long, winded way of saying the obvious winner. Hope you guys had fun reading it. LOL, sent from Shane's cucumber.
So you were up Shane's ass?
Dude, anyways.
It got sent from up right Shane's now, ass. I can't believe God you got a connection it. There.
Anyways, some of it, okay, cool. Some of it is like, eh. But if I had to pick a team to win the Super Bowl right now, and this is just why I'm saying the Patriots.
When I was on Macho Man Radio, and we did a preseason look at how we thought the NFL would pan out this year. I think I put down the Broncos. I put the Chiefs at the 49ers. 49ers don't look like they're going to make it. Chiefs have a fighting chance. It just depends how the rest of AFC.
They're coming on strong.
AFC is wide open. There's a lot of teams that can make it.
Well, to back up your point, the Chiefs are 5-1 in the last six games. Mm-hmm. They lost the first two. And the 49ers, they're getting back the two linebackers, Bowman and I can't remember the other guy. Both are Pro Bowl fucking linebackers.
Yeah.
They'll be getting them back in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That is a team that is going to be very good come playoff time. So as long as they if their defense plays better, the offense is going to follow suit. Look, offenses are nice and they'll win you games, but when it comes down to crunch time, defense is what's going to win games. If you have a good defense, you're going to win games. You look at the teams that have won Super Bowls in the last few years. Baltimore, good defense. Seattle, good defense. It's teams with good defenses that win championships. So San Francisco is going to have a good defense. Arizona has a good defense. Philly does not.
How dare you?
Oh, come on, really? Even as a fan, you can see how bad that defense is.
There's a lot of holes in that defense, I'll give you that.
What I want us to do for next week is keep this in mind all week. I'm going to try to do it. You guys try to do it. Write it down so you actually have it for the show. And how you think the... Actually, no, we won't do it next week. We will do it the week of Thanksgiving. We'll do that show. Because we will record earlier, much fucking earlier. And maybe we'll get into more. Maybe we'll have some other people on, too, to talk about it live, so... of where we sync.
I might be at work, but my hours would be different, so I'll be able to do the show from work. So
yeah,
we're good.
10-4.
Good, buddy.
Let's move on to the rest of the picks. I would say, and we would go in more about it, but in between the problems we're having with recording this week and just having that thrown at us, because I didn't really get to share the email with the guys, well, something we will look into and we will talk about a couple weeks. So
yeah, and this fat man's hungry, so let's do this.
Yeah, don't want to throw away your whole lunch this week.
Yeah. Shit, last week we did. I like literally was eating a sandwich as I was cleaning a toilet.
Oh my god!
You fat motherfucker,
dude!
That
I was
dedication to
starving.
The food.
No, dude. Look, I eat dinner at what 7 o'clock. So right. By about 4 a.m, I'm pretty goddamn hungry.
What are you talking about? If you have dinner at 7, you're hungry by like what 7:30?
No, I'm not that bad. No.
Okay, fine. 8:30.
Maybe. Depending if I eat Chinese, then it's, you know, like 8:15, but, you know.
Chinese sounds good right now, but anyway. Moving on to the rest of the picks of the week. We have the 5-3 Kansas City Chiefs at the 5-3 Buffalo Bills.
Kansas City.
Kansas City's favorite by 2, and I got a lot of favorites this week. Actually, I think I've only picked one underdog as of right now, and even that I might want to switch back, but I got the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep. Yeah. Hold on.
Not me this time.
That surprised me. Sorry about that. Yeah, Kansas City's been playing really, really good, but it's at Buffalo, and Buffalo's coming off a bye. I have Kansas City picked right now, but I may switch that with Buffalo. But right now, I'll say Kansas City.
Did you put your pick down, Chan? I can't remember.
Yeah, I said Kansas City.
All right, next up we have the 5-3 Miami Dolphins at the 6-2 Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions are getting back some weapons this week with Megatron and Bush, and that's what I think is going to be the difference maker, so I'm picking the Detroit Lions.
Dude, this is a tough thing because Miami is playing.
Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, there's that part of it too, but I'm going with the fact because they're home.
Yeah,
I'll say Lions.
In Miami, if it's in Miami, I might take Miami, but in Detroit, in the Dome, Calvin's back. Yeah, give me Detroit.
All right, and next up we have the 4-4 San Francisco 49ers at the 4-4 New Orleans Saints. This is another one. I'm picking the Saints because they're at home, and right now I believe their 4 wins have come at home.
Yeah, they've won all their games at home, and I don't think, and they're starting to get synced up. It's time to see the Saints of old play again.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Saints.
And then we have, and here we go, Bob, the 6-3 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 1-8 New York Giants. This is why I think Roethlisberger will have at least a 4 touchdown week. If he has 3, there's going to be some, I would think, some rushing touchdowns. But how the Jets are, the Jets piece of shit.
You say Jets or Giants?
Jets. They're both shit. Yeah. I mean, is there a difference right now?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. This
No, actually, I might actually pick the Giants to win that game if it was the Giants. But God, the Jets are so bad. That is them and then Tampa Bay are probably the 2 worst teams in the NFL right now.
I think at this point Oakland could beat the Jets, so I'm
so do I.
Whoop their ass.
Funny thing about Oakland, I tried out. If anybody listens to Spanish Announce Table, if you ask Siri, because I got my new iPhone 6X, six plus, yeah.
Good God!
Shut up. The iPhone.
How many fail sounds are we adding into this show this week?
Nothing. The iPhone 6 Plus, that's what, you know, your favorite team is. Not, if it's college, they do whoever the last ranked one is. But I asked, like, what's your favorite NFL team? And Siri said the Oakland Raiders. Because they are the last place team.
Right.
Moving on. I mean, we all say Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All right. This one, I think, could be very interesting. The 2-6 Atlanta Falcons at the 1-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay bringing back in McCown. And I don't think, I'm 100% sure if that win against the Steelers had McCown in it or not, but I think Atlanta is not as bad as the Falcons. I mean, Atlanta is not as bad as the Buccaneers.
Pretty much, yeah. Give me Atlanta.
Atlanta!
Wait, what was it the Big Show called it? Hot Atlanta?
Yeah, and it's Hot Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. Damn it.
And then we have our the last UK game, last London game of the year.
Wait, before you say it, I'm sorry, UK. I'm sorry.
The 6-3 Dallas Cowboys at the 1-8 Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars are favorited, but they're favorited. It says off. What does that mean?
It means they took it off the line. There is no line. They took it off the board.
Okay, yeah. Right now, Dallas is the one projected, and depending on what's going on with Romo,
he's supposedly starting.
Seen last time I heard he was out. So,
but at the same time too. Just because he's starting, just because
they might rest him.
Well, yeah. Well, just because he's starting doesn't mean he's gonna last the whole game if he goes in there full and then gets. There's so many variations of what could happen. But regardless, I'm gonna go with Dallas.
Romo might hurt his back as he turns to hand the ball off to DeMarco Murray. But yes. Other than that, Dallas is winning. Whedon should play this game and just give fucking Romo another week off. Because, frankly, if Whedon can't lead a team to beat Jacksonville, he doesn't need to be a quarterback, period.
Well, that is Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, but it's also against the Jacksonville Jaguars, so, I mean.
It's the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey, fuck you. Browns lost.
Oh, right.
Anyway. Fuck you. Well, I think being in England, that could really alter things. Maybe that could give Jacksonville some sort of edge. I don't know. Because
essentially that is Jacksonville's home, ain't it?
Yeah, Jacksonville is considered the home team in this one.
No, I'm saying the Jaguars are now the British team.
You're welcome.
Yep.
And then...
Hey, while you're at the Houston Astros?
What was that?
I said, while you're at it, does the UK want the Houston Astros?
Yeah.
Yeah, or the Chicago Cubs.
Hey, at least the Cubs have made an attempt to win something.
Well, the Cubs are also a historic team in baseball. It's probably they're in your top five. You're probably your top not prestigious because there's not really not prestige there, but just there's so much that goes in there. It's legendary.
They're most well known for having the longest losing streak.
Hey, Boston was known for a while too. They went 86 years.
Well, it's like you have. I mean, granted, it's not a baseball podcast, but. You have the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs, the Sox, and Red Sox. Those are some of your most historic teams in baseball.
They are the Cubs are famous.
I mean,
because they can't win.
It's
but history wise, they're one of the most well known teams because they have such a lineage. But,
yeah,
it's not been great by any means.
They have won a World Series. In longer than the NFL has been around.
It's been over 100 years.
Yeah, and the NFL hasn't been around 100 years.
Exactly. So they're most well known
that's
for losing.
But of all the teams, there are teams that are very classic in nature. They don't change much about their uniforms. They don't change much about some of them, all but the Sox and hell, the Yankees up until recently. They haven't changed anything about their stadium.
Right. You're right. They continue to lose every single year.
But are you telling me you would never go to Wrigley?
No, probably not, because I might get shot in the fucking parking lot or beat up in the stands. Or no, thanks.
Nope.
Kind of like going to Philly.
It's not that part of fucking Chicago.
Oh, no, that's where the White Sox play.
Yeah, White Sox. Far as what I was told about where the Cubs play, and that was from former co-host or whatever he is of this show, he said that pretty much Wrigley Field is in the gay community of Chicago.
The gay community?
Pretty much. Not 100%, but it's just, on a side note, just like I said, when I look at old teams like that, I'd go to Wrigley. When I went to Chicago, I almost went to Wrigley.
Right.
Almost before
yeah,
find it?
I would have stopped by Wrigley. I mean, hell, if I even made the trip to New York City, which I never will because fuck New York City,
mm-hmm.
I would probably stop by Yankee Stadium.
But it's not the same Yankee Stadium, is it?
It doesn't. No, but it doesn't matter. That's a historic team, and it's the Yankees, and even though
that
I hate
does
them.
Matter. It's just like going to Chicago and trying to go to Soldier Field. It's not Soldier Field anymore.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. I don't care what label you put on it.
It's still Soldier Field.
I thought they tore that down and built a whole new stadium there.
No, they added to it, if I'm correct.
Oh. See, I thought they've
done that.
I've heard people often make the accusation or the claim that it basically it looks like they took Soldier Field and they put like a UFO on top. I never understood that. Then the moment I was walking towards Soldier Field and it came in sight, I totally get it.
The pictures I saw, like you showed on Facebook, it looked like you were standing in front of a UFO.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, that's Soldier Field?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I'm correctly, yeah, Soldier Field's been around it, but it's not the same thing as Yankee Stadium. Like Yankee Stadium, they tore it down, which I would love to go into the original Yankee Stadium.
I would.
Fucking
Fenway, the original Fenway, but they've added on to it.
Well, even Fenway, that's such a classic. But we're not a fucking baseball podcast, and baseball's fucking over. Let's move on.
Basketball season.
Yeah, Cavs are what, 1-2?
I think they won tonight, sir, so they're 500. We lost against over 3-2.
Anyway, let me see. Is basketball season over yet?
Nope, thank God.
We have, this one will be a quick one, the 6-2 Denver Broncos at the, I don't know, is there this bad, the 0-8 Oakland Raiders. Yeah.
Gee, I wonder.
I think I'm going to pick the Raiders to lose.
Yep.
I'm going to take the Broncos, but I would not even be a little surprised if the Raiders pull one out.
I don't know. I think Eli, Ian, fucking Christ, this is not my night.
Fucking Botchamania.
Peyton,
if you
shut
name
up!
An episode,
Peyton Manning. Bam,
the lesser Manning brother?
Yeah, pretty much. Peyton Manning last week, just doing that terrible game against the Patriots. Yeah, I think he's going to have something to prove.
I'm looking at it as they just had the Patriots, which is a big game. They're coming off a big game. They're going to Oakland, and Oakland has been playing good football. They're just one, two plays off from winning a couple of those games.
Mm-hmm.
I think Oakland could pull it out.
I can't even. I know, because Peyton Manning is going to be so focused in this game to redeem himself from that nightmare of a game last week that he's going to go off.
Well, if Ronnie Hillman doesn't learn how to block the fucking linebacker that's blitzing, I don't think it's going to matter if what Peyton Manning wants to do.
Anyway.
Yep.
Next up, we have the 3-5 St. Louis Rams at the 7-1 Arizona Cardinals. As much as I would like to see the Rams pull another surprise win, I'm going to go with the Cardinals on this one.
Yeah, the Cardinals are fucking great right now.
Yeah, the Cardinals are playing good football. Got to stay on the Redbird train.
And then the last game we got to pick of the week, the 5-3 Seattle Seahawks are hosting the 3-5 New York Giants. The slide that the Seahawks have been on, I see them winning this one.
Yeah.
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me to see them lose, but I'm gonna still pick Seattle.
I don't think they lose this game. The Giants are just such a mess.
Well, Seattle's not much more. They're pretty messy too right now.
I think last week got Seattle back right to what they should be doing, which is running the fucking football.
Yep. And that'll do it for us this week. You guys want to throw out your Twitters?
At the Mop Jockey.
At FTW780.
Any other butt plugs you want to throw out there, Shane?
Motherfucker. I was about to say, don't botch your handle.
We're beyond butt plugs at this point. It's just full cucumbers.
Yeah, they're such dicks. I swear to God. And the fact that people laugh at this is bullshit.
And I literally mean full cucumbers.
You are a fucking douche. The fact that the email was sent from a cucumber from my ass was even, yeah, this is getting ridiculous.
I really am surprised. I cannot believe you get Wi-Fi in your ass.
I fucking don't. It was a joke. Fucking ant. I swear to God, you come to New York, your ass is, I think I told you on Twitter I'm going to cunt punch you, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, because notice he said he wants your ass here.
Not that. What, you know what I mean. God, you fucking dickhead. I swear to God.
Now he's talking about cunt punches.
I know.
Good Lord. Cucumber up the ass, and he wants to cunt punt people. That's some kind of fetish. I'm not sure what it is, but it's some kind of fetish.
Like, talking about that ultimate surrender shit, I have a fetish. How the fuck do you know all this shit is what I want to know.
It's called Google.
No, it's called you need help, sir. Yeah. Like, of course, my dumbass had to look it up, and I'm like, for fuck's sake.
You took only on the last episode of Anything Goes, you look up what, Rusty Trombone?
I looked up so much shit, and I was like, oh.
Well, do you know what a Blumpkin is?
Yes. I know what a Blumpkin is.
Yeah, I think you looked up that one up on the episode, too.
Did he say it, too?
Yes, and then there was something else I looked up, too. And
a hot lunch?
Yeah.
I think that. Yes, it was a hot lunch, and I about threw up.
Cosby sweater?
I know what a Cosby sweater is. I work with college students that told me to get on Urban Dictionary all the time and look these up. Like the Screaming Seagull, do you know what that is?
No, I don't know that one.
All right, I'm going to tell you. So, this is you're banging a chick at the beach, pull out, put your dick in the sand, and then you just ram it in her, and she'll scream like a seagull.
Oh, that's brutal.
You know what the brown shake is?
No.
That is when you bang your girlfriend in the ass, and then you wipe it off with your hand, and you go downstairs, or whatever, where are you, and you shake her dad's hand.
That almost sounds like a chocolate-covered pretzel. Anyway, and
this went south quick.
Wrapping everything up, that'll do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks, right here on KFA Sports Radio, where it's all a work, and that is the end of regulation time and this botched fucking episode.
Sponsored by the Cucumber Growers of America.
And thank God we got this off.
Fuck you.
In one piece. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Kayfabe Sports and at NFL Easy Picks. Email the show at anythingpicks@gmail.com and be sure to use hashtag NFL Easy Picks.